It's like gunshots.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, Fear End is both myself and Will Neff.
Okay.
And soon to be Cutie Cinderella.
Wait, really?
March's podcast. Yeah.
I thought that was like a meme.
You picked that microphone up so quickly.
I did. I realized right away. I was like, this is not going to happen. I can't crouch like a...
You had that down there, and I was like, wow, that's impressive how you put that down there. Are the audio levels good when I'm afar?
I'm ordering it right now, but yeah, you can hold it.
Also, the second question is, how bad is the echo?
If we hold it this close, it shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah. Also, remember, your job performance relies on this. As a one-third owner of the podcast...
Damn, that's very nice. Yeah, this should sound okay. I mean, the echo's pretty terrible, but, you know, you do what you do.
Okay.
All right.
We're waiting on Sykuno to come up as well.
But he's a diva. Where is he at?
I don't know. We're just chilling.
I'm just always like, I'm ready to go. Whenever I turn out to a place, I'm like, I'm filming. I'm just
always
like, let's do it.
I'm like, I'm ready.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. I feel like my on is not that impressive though, so maybe it's more impressive. You're very energetic. Like last time last time we hung out, I was impressed. At how much you just, dude, you can talk.
Oh yeah, I love talking. Yeah,
I know you do.
I never shut the fuck up. It's not great, actually.
No, that's great for everything that you do. That's fantastic. That's what you need to do, right? Like, that's your job. I feel like if you need me to stream for 13 hours and talk, I can do it. But, dude, I don't know. It's like not good talking.
What we need you is wearing tighter Bruce Lee outfits as you use your cock to break 50 bricks.
Why is this what you want to talk about?
No, let's just get started. Let's get right into it. Fuck the monetization. We're talking about Connor Dog Virginia's penis. Okay.
Well,
okay.
That's
right. Ladies and gentlemen, Fear Ann, we're out here. We're in Tokyo. Oh, sorry about that. I apologize. Sumimasen.
Dies of cringe.
He's not Daijobu right now. But let me tell you, I'm fucking Daijobu. I am on crack cocaine.
Okay, wow.
That's right. I snuck it in. The Japanese police have no fucking clue. I am doing crack cocaine in Japan. Why am I saying this?
Why are you saying this?
Because I want to get arrested.
I live here.
My goal is to get arrested, so I stay here like forever.
Okay, well, I don't think you'll stay in a house as nice as this. That's for sure.
And then, well, that's true. But to be fair, Japanese prison probably is like a nice-ass house in comparison to American prison, which is like...
It's probably not as bad, but it's just like, I feel like we had the exact same discussion the last time we hung out, where I said it's pretty bad, and you were like, no, American prison's way worse. And I think Japanese prison is bad. They just like, probably don't do anything. They probably don't help you. They don't give you enough food, probably. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, regardless, that would still imply that I'm staying in Japan, which I'm bored with. Whatever it takes, okay? Whatever
it fucking takes. Why don't you just move here then? Just like, why do you have to get arrested?
I don't know. It's like cooler. Yeah, it's like fast.
Okay, all right.
Fast pass.
Well, they changed the rules recently so that if you're wealthy, you can kind of just come in a lot easier. Which you're obviously not wealthy, right? Because that's
good for me, I guess.
Yeah, they did this whole song and dance. They were like, guys, we've made the visa requirements easier, and everyone was like, whoa, really? And they're like, yeah. You just have to be really rich. And everyone was like, well, that's not helpful at all. That only applies to like a few thousand people at most.
Seems like. That was called a PewDiePie provision.
Yeah, they changed it for him. They were like, let's make it happen. Yeah, it was like COVID as well. They had they eased the regulations to come into Japan if you were coming by private jet, which is...
Oh, thank God.
So yeah, you're good, right?
Wait, first of all, how the fuck do you fly into Japan with a private jet? You can't do that from America. Unless you have like Drake's private jet, which is a 747.
I mean, I've never flown a private jet, so I don't know. But I assume it's possible.
Private jets oftentimes are not as large as commercial aircraft. So they don't have enough fuel to fly to Japan. I don't think you could do like a 12-hour flight on like a regular private jet.
I'm pretty sure PewDiePie did that. It must have been some kind of fancy one. I have no idea. It's all foreign to me.
Why do you know about how PewDiePie flew into the country?
He did a whole video about it, talking about how he has to get a private... Yeah, I'm just dogs.
Okay, I thought you knew. I thought you knew because like you guys are homies. Be honest, you're tight. You're tight with him. You're tight with Pewds.
No.
You call him Felix.
No, everyone calls him Felix.
You call him Feely Feel.
No, okay. No.
Be honest. You're the godfather. You're the godfather of his child. Breaking news right here, right now. Connor Dog Virginia.
What are you trying to get me into?
Godparent to
this is so
Felix
no,
Kjellberg.
No.
I'm trying to disrupt the Gaijin network.
What do you, why?
I don't know.
We have a good thing going on.
I know. Do you guys, so I was saying this earlier on stream, but it's like, this is a meme and or at least like this is something I've also observed with my black friends in America, but in predominantly white spaces, when, you know, two black dudes see each other, they give each other a nod. Yeah. And I feel like that's kind of like that in Japan, where white guys, they see each other, they go, eh, sup.
No, it's more of a disdain.
I was just about to say, but that's what I thought was going to happen. It's not. Every time Japanese people are like looking up at me, like, what the fuck's going on here? What is this guy doing? But like fascinated.
Yeah.
White guys are like, ugh, fucking. Yeah, fucking gaijin.
I think there's definitely that kind of aspect of like, you moved out here and you're kind of like, you know, you feel like you're something special, because it's so different and so much harder to kind of live here than it would be in like, you know, another, if I moved from America to LA, right?
America to LA would
The UK to, sorry, America to LA. Yeah. Well, it's still very different.
Yeah.
If I move from like London to LA, right? It's like, it wouldn't be that steep of a, I think there's some kind of like, people do want to feel a little special, because I think a lot of people make it their whole identity around living here as well.
You don't say.
So I think that there is that kind of thing where it's like, you suck. You wouldn't know. But it's like when I took Ludwig out to some bars, and in certain, it was like a touristy area, which you should go and check out. It's really fun. You will not fit in any of the bars. They're very like cramped. I wouldn't really, if I saw like tourists in there, I'd be like, no, we'll go to a different one. Just because like, if you kind of want to, because he really wanted to experience like a conversation with Japanese people. And I was like,
dude,
okay.
he's so fucking annoying. Source. Oh my God.
But we did have a great time.
Bro, literally when we were in San Diego, he would do that. Like,
wait, what?
Yeah, no, literally. He like was what? Like, dude, okay, we're at TwitchCon.
Okay.
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 In San Diego, which is like an hour away from where we live, literally.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker was like, yeah, let's go to like a local place. I'm like, bro, we're not in fucking Tokyo. Like, what do you mean a local place? So we did. We did go to a local place. And he loved like using scooters instead of Ubers. Yeah,
I do like the scooters. I know it's bad because they're terrible.
Scooting around. He was just like scooting around everywhere. And like, we went to a local place and it was surrounded by like, you know, fans. And so he didn't even get the local experience in San Diego, whatever the fuck that is. But I kind of want that too. My point is, in Japan, I feel like that's acceptable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so when are you taking me to a local bar?
You said you don't drink much there.
I'll fucking drink, dude.
Okay,
I'll drink.
Okay, yeah, Golden Guy. Yeah, there's some good bars. It's a very famous area where there's a ton of tiny bars shoved into this one like square block of streets.
Can we stream it?
You can. Some places won't let you in. Some places might. Mm-hmm. So you can try. It's pretty much, you just ask. You just say, hey, is it okay if I come with the camera?
How do you say that in Japanese?
If you're streaming, you'd be like, sumimasen, no, haishin ii desu ka? And then they'll be like,
haishin ii desu ka?
Haishin is live stream.
Okay. Haishin ii desu ka?
Ii desu ka is like, is it okay? Is it okay? And then,
sumimasen, haishin ii desu ka? Dude, come on. I'm hitting that like I'm doing voiceover work for Crunchyroll. You know what I mean? Yeah. Indecipherable, indistinguishable from like a real Japanese person.
All right, damn. Okay. Yeah, if you say that, some will be like, no. Most of them will say no, but occasionally you'll get some that like.
What do you mean if I say that I'm indistinguishable from a real Japanese person?
No, if you say I live stream, they'll all say who? If you do that, they'll be like, I'm sorry, what? Can you speak Japanese, please? Yeah, but a lot of them will say no, but occasionally you'll get people who are really chill and will say yeah. That's kind of how it is here. You just have to kind of, a lot of trial and error, a lot of rejection. You get used to it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they were, everywhere we went today in like the wealthier business district, they were very chill with like live streaming. They didn't even think about it. I feel like it's almost like it's not a thing that happens often.
Yeah.
Whereas like in Los Angeles, people have made up their minds on whether it's allowed or completely not allowed. I felt like where we went to today was just like such a normie area that they were just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's if you're pointing the camera at yourself and you're not showing them, then I think that people don't care as much because they can clearly see that like the camera is looking at you. And then they're way less stressed about that. I think if you pointed at them, there's obviously like grounds for them to be like, hey, can you stop? And can you get out of the store?
Yeah.
But that's how it is here. You just got to not be a nuisance. I'm sure it's hard because when you don't understand Japanese, you probably feel like, I know Ludwig said this. He's like, man, I feel like such an idiot all the time because I don't understand anything. But it's fine. It's kind of hard to get used to it. But you know, I've been here for 3 years, and there's still some things I fuck up. So it's a lot. It takes a while.
For me, I don't know. I mean, I get that anxiety a little bit, but I don't know. As a big dude, even in America, I don't want to be a nuisance. So yeah, I'm always like over the top, being you know, courteous or trying to be courteous.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, get in. We already just started. You're right here.
I've never seen a podcast where they'll just start it.
This is we always do this. We always roll, crazy. Dude. We always roll, baby. And there he is. We got Sykuno in the building as well.
Hello.
That's right, Sykuno. This is your first time in Japan. This is my first time in Japan.
It's both our first times.
We got Mr. Japan right here.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we went in order to understand Japan better. We went to a white guy.
But just
like literally
everyone else.
Everyone else could ask. I speak like a little bit. I speak enough to get by.
A lot more than us, though.
Yeah, bro. You were spitting, dude. The fucking Starbucks barista was like, oh my God. The Starbucks barista was like, Nani? She said sugoi. She literally did say that. That's not
she
even
did
that's
say
on
that.
Camera.
She said that.
Whenever anyone speaks a little bit of anything, it sounds way more impressive when you don't understand it. That's why those YouTube videos of people speaking like barely anything is impressive and does well.
Why haven't you done that?
Because no one cares in Japan if you speak
Japanese. You should do one of those like white boy swag videos.
No, because it's like, all right, think about okay. Listen.
What is that guy's name? Like Shaolin or something?
Okay. Let's flip it. Right. If a Chinese guy comes to LA and starts speaking like mildly good English, no one's like, whoa.
Yeah.
This man speaks English.
Leave it to a Welshman
that
to forget
true.
About
actually
colonialism
true.
And why English is considered the common language on the planet.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't fucking react. No one cares because it's like nice. We really appreciate that. And Japan's just like, but like, cool. Thank you for making an effort. Thank you for learning. That's great.
Damn. So you're saying like Japan literally is on the same wavelength as like America's of being like, yeah, of course you're gonna speak Japanese, bitch.
Well, I think it's more.
Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean?
Exactly like that. No, yeah. I think it's just like they don't expect you to speak it, and when you do, they're like just pleasantly surprised. They're not gonna because they don't react. They're not
gonna
like,
go sugoi.
Yeah, they're not gonna go whoa. You know, they're just kind of like they're like, damn, nice, thanks, man, appreciate it. You made my job easier. Occasionally, I've had like taxi drivers that have been like, oh my god, thank god. They're like, thank you for speaking Japanese. I'm like, I'm in Japan. I feel like
it's just
going
to make me anxious to ever take a taxi now.
They get very anxious sometimes.
Now me and Hassan are going to be like, wait, if we take
a
taxi.
Uber. You can just Uber.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Is there a reason you take taxis over Uber then?
Because the Uber wait time is slow. It's like
he's got white boy swag. That's why. He just like, he wants to flex. He wants to flex.
I don't know what that means.
If you call an Uber, it might take 10 minutes to arrive, but every main road will have taxis constantly in Japan. It's like, okay, well.
You know, it's like, it's very similar to European cities as well. Like Uber is worse off in European cities than taxis or just public transit in general.
Yeah.
We March and I went to the area that we went to by way of the subway, which you ironically said was actually like a really shitty stop.
Yeah, it was.
Like, not very good in comparison to everything else, but, like, it's not very, like, centralized, I guess. It doesn't have enough stops, but, like, for me, that experience was incredible.
Yeah.
Because it's so clean. It's so quiet. Distinctly does not smell like piss, which is wild.
That is a huge... Wait, it doesn't?
No.
I was taking public transit in San Francisco. The BART, it's called.
Yeah.
Smells really... And when it rains, it's really, really bad.
Man, yeah, like, it's not good. And
I mean, I guess you kind of just get used to it. Like after a year or so of just doing it, you kind of stop realizing how special it is, and you just become like, this is like normal.
Yeah, you should never stop feeling like it's special. Well, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, when I go back to the UK and I try and get the trains, and they just don't work. And
I love that, dude. Even UK is like incredible in comparison to Los Angeles.
Anything's incredible to Los Angeles.
Yeah,
I don't think Los Angeles has anything. It has your own car. I think it's.
Yeah,
very bad because it's not, it doesn't go everywhere. It's not on time ever. It's just like super underfunded.
I did realize when I was in LA, I was like, God damn, like there's like, you know, if you don't have a lot of money in Japan or the UK, you can still kind of get around and it's not bad. But in LA, I was like, shit, you just,
you pretty much need your own car or you can take expensive Ubers.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It was insane. It's
pretty crappy.
Dude, not a fan of the tipping. That's for sure.
That's
so funny.
Not a fan.
Used to it. I don't give a shit at this point. But like, yeah, in other places where they like actually have living wages for the most part, you're not expected to.
I mean, wages aren't great here.
Yeah, but
Connor said they're all poor.
Not poor. I didn't word it like that.
He said none of them.
Call him out, like, no, finally.
His words were none of them make broke a boys. Lot of money.
Yeah, you don't. And like,
he said they're fucking broke boys.
I was like, Omega Law? No. And taxes are like disgusting here.
Oh, God.
Taxes are so bad here. So even when you do get money, you get taxed out the ass from like tons of different things.
What's the highest tax?
Like 55%.
California, by a little bit.
You get like income tax, and then you have residence tax, which is all like tacked on, which is also income. It's all fucked.
So the reason why people like make less money in countries like Japan or in countries like the UK in comparison to the United States is because they do have higher taxes.
Yeah.
But also with higher taxes come better amenities, which is why you can live on wages that you would otherwise consider to be impossible
for sure.
In the United States of America.
The taxes in California are actually almost the same at about 50% for the maximum.
It's exactly the hilarious part about it is that like even when you live in a place like California, you're still paying like European social democracy taxes, but you're just getting zero amenities for the most part, which makes it not great. But I'm rich, so I don't give a fuck.
Where I grew up in the UK, there was like, we had a bus that would turn up every hour and maybe it would show up on time. Most of the time it just didn't. So it was kind of like, if you didn't have a car where I grew up, it was just fucked.
It's like that in the States too.
Yeah.
Took a bus once and it broke down.
And it's expensive. And it was a lot as well.
Either. And by the way, to clarify,
just hop on and not pay sometimes if you.
Oh, no way. You couldn't do that
weird
in Wales.
Stuff in,
there's like four people. It's obvious you got on
the
bus.
Actually.
Yeah.
God.
Okay. The rest are sheep. So you're the only non-sheep here. What the fuck? No, what I meant by like, I'm rich, I don't give a fuck is like, in California, if you're the highest tax bracket, it doesn't matter because like you're not taking advantage of the amenities regardless.
Right.
I just wish that like they would still, you know, offer something for people who need those amenities.
Yeah. I mean, health insurance is pretty good here. You get it with your employer.
Ours is pretty good too if you give it enough.
Yeah, if you
money.
Pay. Yeah,
yeah. Like if you pay a lot, it's good.
I mean, one of the concerns that a lot of friends have here is that you know there's a lot of skepticism about if medicine and general, I suppose the way you get treated here is good. There's a lot of horror stories, a lot of doctors that maybe don't want to because they're very risk averse in Japan. They never want to take risks. So maybe surgeries they should do. They won't because they don't want to risk it.
Of messing something up.
Yeah, But and also,
so what do they do? You just like say nope. You know,
they'll always choose the most conservative like way of doing it, and they'll often
which sometimes
wait,
is better.
Which is sometimes better, you know, because they don't overprescribe medicine. If anything, they underprescribe. Like you'll be in like, I've heard a lot of friends who've had surgery who are in like searing pain, and they won't give you anything. And procedures that would normally be performed. Under like anesthesia or in any normal country in Japan they'll be like no, like if you had like a catheter
just
like,
that's crazy, they just put a fucking towel in your mouth and go bite into
If you had like a friend of mine had he had to get a catheter tube put up his thing, no painkillers.
What?
Is that for like the peeing or whatever?
Yeah, some people do pay for that privilege.
Well, in America, you pay to win, right?
It's called sounding.
It really is pay to win.
What you're describing?
I just found out about this.
What you're describing is a sexual act, also known as sounding. Do not Google that.
I found this out about a week ago.
I hadn't planned on it.
I found this out about a week ago.
Actually, Google it. It's when you take like that fucking the what is it? A metronome? March. You're a music guy. What's the thing that you like?
Your dick, right?
Ding. Like it's like a.
A triangle?
No, it's not a triangle. It's like a stick that you put through your urethra.
A tuning fork.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Wait, you put through what?
It's like a tuning fork and you put it through your cock.
It's so nasty.
From literally the dick hole.
Back on health, remember when we came off the airplane and they were telling us how expensive it would be if we got injured?
Well, no, it's not. That's bullshit.
They were trying to sell insurance. That's why.
Oh,
yeah. We didn't know how much money it was.
No, it's nothing. It's not much.
It's 750 yen.
Yeah, 750K or something. That's a lot of money.
That's like 6,000 USD.
That's a lot of money.
750,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
what it said.
They said if you like broke your ribs plus
you get hit
broke
by
your neck and got
dude,
hit by a car.
Dude, that's like free in America. $6,000 for all that?
Here's the thing. That was actually, so one thing that people don't understand is that like Japan is also hyper capitalist. Like, yes, there's a lot of amenities and whatnot, but like they certainly do love their private.
Oh, there's a lot of pay to win stuff here.
Yeah, there's a lot of pay to win
like
here.
The
there's a lot
machines.
Of private shit.
Claw machines.
Wait, really? You can pay to win those?
No.
Well, I assume if you swipe enough,
if you put enough money in, you can start asking them just for help.
We should go gamble.
We can go do claws.
Like, I want to
do
claw that. Machine, pachinko. Or you mean?
Oh, you want to do pachinko?
Wait, what's the difference?
Boring.
What is? I don't even know what it is.
Claw machines aren't gambling.
That's just the one where you just drop the thing and just goes down.
Yeah, it's just like a ball.
You literally just see shit. Your money drop down into the drain.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of pay to win aspects of Japan. You know, whenever I go to anything that's medical, they'll be like, hey, we can give you like the wooden teeth implant covered by your insurance, or we can give you like an actual good one. It's going to cost.
I didn't know wooden teeth.
I'm kidding. Every time I've gone to the...
George Washington.
Yeah, every time I've gone to the doctor here or dentist or anything, the first thing they'll be like is like, this thing's covered by your insurance, but nobody gets that. It's cringe. Get this thing. And I'm like,
it's cringe.
They're not even, your doctor's a fucking zoomer. No,
it's cringe, you Connor. Oh,
dude, they prescribe like so much useless medicine as well. I mean, I don't know. They get, because they prescribe Chinese medicine a lot of the time here as well.
Yeah, is that cringe? Side.
They'll give me like five
Connor said Chinese medicine is cringe. That's crazy.
They'll give me like an actual medicine that's like, I can Google it and it's good. And then they'll give me like five things that's like, they like brew this in tea and drink it. And I'm like, what? Why?
Oh, they do like holistic. So no, they do like a mixture.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I kind of fuck with that.
I like give me that. The drug. Give me the pills, man. Give me something I can feel naughty about.
This is why you're gaijin. Okay? That's not very daijobo of you.
Yeah, I guess so.
is this kind of seating like common here? I feel like my back posture is slowly getting worse and worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this shit sucks. I hate it, but
the
you get
more
used
I'm
to
sitting
it.
Here.
Yeah, I blew my fucking back out already, but
I think
it's
my
fine.
Back posture is just getting worse and worse from this.
I'm taking a shitload of painkillers that I got over to the counter, so we're fucking cracked out.
I saw him do it.
Is there any kind of foods you really want to try while you're here? I'm curious.
Dude, Wagyu, okay? I want Wagyu. I want to fucking bite into the ass of a. I want to go to Kobe, okay?
Okay.
And I want to fucking bite into a cow's ass.
You know, actually...
Do they let you do it if you pay to win?
I was actually going to tell you. Yeah, probably. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, that does sound
maybe
a little
if you
crazy.
Buy the cow first.
Yeah, I feel like
then,
if you buy, they consider that like a very illegal thing to do.
They don't even let you.
I would
them.
Assume they. Yeah, I would assume they would.
You know, the best beef is not actually in Kobe though. There's another area that's won the Beef Olympics multiple times because they have
which
that.
Which one is it?
I love that.
It's called it's in Miyazaki. It's in Kyushu. It's way further down. Uh-huh. And every 5 years, they have the Beef Olympics where every area will send their strongest.
Is that where the olive one is? The olive Wagyu? Isn't that like a thing?
That's a thing as well, yeah. I think I don't know where they grow that one, but they send, you know, every region will send their best.
Their best fighter. Cows.
Dog, like we're talking your fight. Dog, I feel like if you go to any A5 in Japan is going to be better than anything
eat
in America.
Course.
Like,
yeah, I mean, most of the beef you'll eat here is imported. So like all the good stuff is like the Wagyu is like that's all the cows they grow, but a lot of meat they import, chicken, lamb, beef. So much of it's imported from like Ireland, Australia.
Wait, really?
Yeah, so much. Yeah.
Wait, I thought the food, the meat quality here is like excellent in comparison to other countries. I did not realize that they like fucking straight up. That's
like
crazy.
That's like if it's the good stuff, right? Like, yeah. Like obviously fish is the thing they care most about in terms of like, you know, if you go to the shittiest sushi place, you'll get great sushi, like way better quality than anything you'll get in America or the UK, obviously, for way cheaper. But meat, you know, a lot of the cheap meat that you get is imported. But the really nice stuff, the Wagyu, all that's all Japanese.
Yeah. That's what. I want that. I want the fucking katsu sando. I want the...
Okay, yeah, you should go to... There's a store in Shibuya called...
You had one of those this morning.
Well,
you gotta have a good one.
The sandos I had is like 7-Eleven shit. Which, by the way, speaking of sandos, yep. I got one that okay. I want you and all of us to try.
I do not
want to
try it.
It's a pineapple kiwi one.
Do you have it here? You have it here.
Yeah, I do have it here. We'll bring it out in a second. and we'll try it out together.
It's fucking awful. Why would I want that?
Dude, you've never had it.
It sounds like it's the best flavor.
Yeah.
Hassan told me it's a traditional Japanese, the classic flavor.
Yeah.
It's not the classic.
Everyone loves it in Japan, apparently.
They hate sandwiches so much that they just started putting cream and fruit in it. It's disgusting.
Wait, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that is what
I think that's exactly what
it is. It's so nasty.
Yeah.
And they cut the crust off. I hate that.
You like the crust?
I love the crust.
That's weird, bro.
That's
what
the best part. Because then you get like that little tug, you get that little bite when you bite into the sandwich.
I mean, I don't dislike the crust, but it's not like something I look for.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's like something you abide by. You're like, whatever.
You Americans don't know.
It's kind of like, if it's there, it's there. If it's not, I'm not going to go.
That's crazy that you said you prefer the crust. That's weird.
Crust is the best part.
You'd be like bullied in high school if you were like, give me the crust, please.
I want the crust. I want the crust. You guys don't know bread. Yeah, you should feel at home here because the bread's also shit too. You should be enjoying it.
Okay. What the fuck? Okay. I watched I'll have you know, sir. I watched Paolo's Panko factory, owner video, and it seems like the bread is excellent.
The bread's trash here. It's so bad.
That's crazy. Actually, you're right. Asian cultures, for the most part, I feel like their bread is
they don't
lacking.
Know how to do bread or cheese. Yeah. It's like and chocolate.
Their bread's the chocolate that we had.
I know cheese isn't super
bad. Cheese is so bad here. Yeah. So bad.
It's weird because like if you go a little bit more west, like Mongolia and onward all the way to fucking Turkey,
yeah,
all the Turkic cultures, incredible cheese. Because we grew up with cheese. You put, well, not even cheese, but like yogurt. We put it in everything. Like all the nomadic tribes that...
I mean, it was also just, in that kind of geo area, it's like, how do you preserve all the milk you had? You just turn it into cheese because it lasts forever as cheese.
Speaking of which, we got some stuff here.
Okay.
Our homeowner graciously left us like...
some fruits.
Yeah, Isetan fruits. Yeah.
The expensive fruits.
This is a very, very Japanese thing.
Bro, fruits have fucking cards that come with them, like Pokemon.
Are these, like,
what the fuck
good
is this?
Fruits? Like, do you know these or?
No, I have no idea what this is. But like, it's very common, right? Because in Japan, there's a lot of anxiety about everything. What's the, if you're buying someone a gift, it's like, oh my God, I don't know what they need, right? But what's the one thing everyone.
Fruit.
So you get them fruit because everyone's like, everyone knows fruit's expensive. Everyone knows it's high quality and, they'll eat it. So you don't have to worry if it'll go to waste. Or if it's a bad gift, because they'll probably eat it.
This chocolate was dog shit. It. I will tell you that right now. The sakura chocolate, let me try some. I ate all of it.
You ate all of it?
I ate all
so
the chocolate.
No one else is going to be able
I
to contest.
One. It was bad. It was bad.
I saved you. I saved you the trouble.
You're so honorable, eating all the chocolate.
Thanks for taking
what were we
going to
do before you ate that chocolate?
I don't know how I would have.
I have the kiwi and pineapple sando for you, which you...
I'm ready to try them. I'll try. I'll try anything.
This is a massive apple. Look
so yeah,
I feel like
the way
they package this means it's expensive.
Yeah,
right.
I've seen it. I've seen like videos of everything.
That is a huge.
And
apple.
I do want to try it. Like I want to try it. If there's
this is what a normal sized hand. I'll hold it because in his hand.
If you can bring us
like
a knife,
like in his hand, it looks
and a plate, and we'll try it. This is
massive.
This is like an incredibly expensive apple. I think what is it called? Your friend. You asked your friend how much it was.
Yeah, it's a
the box is $30. For fucking
so each one
four
of these fruits,
fruits.
Is like around like $8.
Yeah, which is
just around $8.
Which is crazy because this
that's
is
on
the perfect end. Apple. Yeah. Like it is perfectly spherical. Okay, like I don't know how to. It has a sticker on it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks just like it looks like an apple you'd see in like one of those staged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is why I'm excited to try it out.
It's gonna taste like an apple.
Do you think it'll be better than a regular?
No.
Like just the apple we go to the grocery store. It's like $1.
Maybe slightly better, but like marginally. Like not like 500% increase on price.
But it'll be better.
I think it's more so the shape of it that makes it so expensive. Because like remember fruits. There's a lot of probability at play there when you're, growing fruits.
I've seen a square watermelon.
So,
you see that?
I've never had one.
You've never had it?
No.
I saw it.
I don't even know. I've never seen them for sale.
There's like seedless ones, too.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Here
Thank
we go.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Take this off.
Is Azan going to cut it up?
Yeah.
Arigato.
Azan?
Did I do that right?
Yeah, it was good.
I feel like Azan's got a cool name. Azanabi. Azanabi.
Hasan.
Isn't that cool to say?
Wait, yeah, what do you do in that situation? My name is Hasan. Hasan-san? Like, what the fuck?
No, you don't call yourself San.
No, I mean,
but someone if someone else
yeah, they'll say like Hasan-san.
Yeah, Hasan-san.
Which is actually kind of a mouthful.
Yeah.
Or normally, if you're being very, very formal, they'll say your last name.
It
like,
seems
like
a very sharp knife.
Does it? It seems like a knife.
Can we zoom in on Hasan cutting this?
Oh,
that didn't seem safe, but...
Like Zeus cracking open a small child's head.
You know, most people put it on the flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure you don't hurt yourself somehow kind of thing.
It's going
to
be all right. It's going
to
be all right.
And then a lot of people like to cut out that center, like diagonal.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that
I don't know if I'm describing this. I'm just trying to... It's like, Hunter, how many times do you think Cassandra's cut an apple?
I feel like you've never cut an apple.
That is what I was going to say.
This is the first time I've ever cut an apple.
That is what I was going to say, but I
just bite into it or you just don't eat apples.
I don't eat any fruit whatsoever. I hate fruit.
I'm a veg guy myself.
What?
I'm a vegetable guy.
I don't
myself.
Eat much fruit either.
I eat vegetables, but not fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I almost cut my finger.
RIP Hassan's hands, dude.
Oh, God. It's okay. Four pieces. Yeah, we'll just let's give me a little. Oh. Don't want him to hurt himself.
To grab that bottom one.
There thanks.
Go. All right, itadakimasu. That was good. Right?
That was good. That was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, this is normal. That's a good apple. This is so normal.
I mean, it's a good apple though.
This is literally just a normal apple.
This is so normal.
It 100% is the price that it is because of its shape and color. Because it looks good on a. When you,
I mean, it's a good apple. It's a good apple. I don't know if it's worth.
It's a juicy apple. It's a good apple. It's very girthy. That's probably important. Probably. I'm telling you, it's the size and the shape.
Are we going to be trying all of these?
No.
Okay.
No. That's for the Patreon paywall content. When we're going to try it naked in the onsen.
Okay.
What?
Do you have an onsen?
Sure.
That's
the
not
little
an
sauna.
Onsen.
The little bag. Sauna thing.
Mm.
It's legally to be an onsen, it has to have a bunch of minerals and stuff. They're very strict about it.
Legally, it has to have a bunch
the
of
minerals. It's all about the
bunch
minerals.
Of, yeah. A bunch of naked salarymen. They're fucking dongs hanging out.
One time I was in a hotel and I was like, "Oh, where's the onsen at?" And she freaked out. She's like, "No, it's not an onsen. It's just a sento, which means public bath." And I was like, "Okay, just." I was just kind of just asking where the bath was at. I don't know why they really care about it. I went in an acid one time. It was a pH of 2.
What? An acid one?
It was a very like sulfuric onsen. And when you come out of the bath, like your skin goes already pink and all the oil gets stripped. So like you touch your skin like this and you just like it won't move because there's no oil, like no natural
oil.
So
is this good? Yeah.
I just figured, fuck it. Like, why not? That's probably like the deepest cleanse I'll ever have in my life.
I'll just step in some acid.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'll just go step in some acid.
When I came out, he's like, you can see his like red fucking muscle and
everything.
Sinew.
Like the top layer of like thin oil and skin just gets destroyed.
It's like one of the Titans from Attack on Titan.
Yeah, yeah. Steaming. Like, steaming and acidic.
Steaming and skins off.
It was cool. I mean, it was a nice bath.
You just brought up anime, which is, of course, an important subject.
It's sort of Connor's specialty.
Not mine. Out of the Trash Taste podcast, I know the least.
Can I take this?
I know the least
about
anime.
No,
you go. You go. All you.
We're good.
I'm not a big apple guy. It's too starchy. Yeah. Too filling.
You are a anime connoisseur. An otaku. If you will.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you're not an otaku.
Do you have a whole podcast?
We don't talk about anime. We never talk about it. What we do.
People say after the fifth episode, they stop talking about anime. The name of the podcast is Trash Taste. I'll be on it as well. I'll be coming out later.
What was the name Trash Taste?
It'll be out in a while.
Why do
you name it Trash Taste? Because you have bad taste? Or?
Yeah, because we all have terrible opinions.
What's your worst opinion on anime?
My worst opinion?
Yeah.
I gotta think about anime you might know
about. You secretly like Lolly. Okay.
No.
What's next?
No.
What's the second worst?
Have you seen 86? I didn't like 86. I said it was bad, and people didn't like that. People got really angry.
What is 86?
It's a political anime about...
Oh, that was initial D. like the 86 initial
no,
D?
No. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
What is a political anime?
It's about how there was a civilization that was at war, and they didn't realize, they told the civilization that the people were fighting, that mechs were fighting for them.
You're literally describing Attack on Titan.
Yeah, but it was literally just people in the, like a different race of people fighting in these robots. They didn't want to let them in the city and they made them fight in the robots.
You want to know something that I always say that I 100% believe is like truthful and yet it freaks anime people out?
What?
Attack on Titan is a mecha anime.
What? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
I'm
it's
willing.
Not.
Okay,
no,
the Lolly
it's
thing
not.
Was a joke.
That's
the Lolly thing was a joke. Okay. I will debate Trash Taste on this.
I mean, I guess they're like they're sort of.
I will come on your podcast
Titan,
and debate it.
I
have PowerPoints ready to go.
You know what mech means,
PowerPoints.
Right?
PowerPoints.
Yeah, a mecha.
Mecha. Is it like a mechanical?
Okay.
A mechanical.
No. Listen.
Mech.
Listen.
Oh, Hassan was ready for this. You can tell by the look on his face. Yeah. He was ready for this response.
Should I wait? Should I wait for your?
No,
podcast?
Dude,
you can wait for Trash Taste if you want to save it. Yeah.
I'm just gonna give you some of the talking points ahead of time.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. What about Evangelion then?
That's a mecha anime.
Interesting.
Because they're mechs.
That's really interesting you say that, because they are also organic.
But they're mainly robotic. Robotic, you know.
Interesting.
Like if
the Attack on Titan is a flesh mecha.
No, yeah, it could be a flesh mecha.
Mecha. It's a mecha anime. Conceptually speaking, it is a mecha anime in the same exact way that like Gundam.
Did you start your like Twitch career talking about anime and then it wasn't working out and then you're like, fuck, I'm gonna pivot to something so outrageous I could survive in politics.
To be fair, like I, that is my one like weeble quality, is that I just have these opinions and they're very strongly held.
Are you afraid to admit you're a weeb?
I'm not a weeb. I don't know why you're saying that.
You are a fucking weeb. Dude, you're sitting here talking to me about the nuance of mecha anime. There's nothing weebier than mech anime.
He's out of his mind. He's just saying that. I am so cool and not a weeb at all.
What's wrong with admitting you like anime? I don't understand. Like, just admit you like anime. Just say you like anime.
I don't even like it. I watched it at gunpoint. People are forcing.
You tell me you watched Vinland Saga. You watched. You were naming off shows like a lot. Like you have to be an anime fan.
Trigun Remastered.
Nobody
is really
watches
good.
Trigun unless they're an anime fan.
Dude, it is so good.
You're a weeb. You're a fucking weeb.
No,
you're a
what?
Weeb.
You're getting this out of
you're
me.
A weeb.
It's weird.
This is why you came to Japan. You tell me if the Crunchyroll Anime Awards was hosted in like Thailand, you'd go. No, you wouldn't go. Because it's in Tokyo. Let's go.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a bash on Thailand. Thailand's amazing. I'm just trying to name a city.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
I would definitely go.
See?
No, I wouldn't, because I'm not an anime fan. I wouldn't go.
You are an anime fan.
I would not go because I'm not a fan of anime. I am not Daijoubu.
You're such a weeb. It's okay. You're in the home of the weebs. You're allowed to admit it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. It's such a cliche, but also, yes, 100%.
Okay.
It's a meme. It's a meme. I joke about how I'm not a weeb, even though
you certainly are.
Yeah, you want to cut it?
I'm just gonna eat it.
Okay.
Damn. Why must be a good apple.
What are you doing? You're just leaving.
Must be a good
Sakuna
apple.
Just left. He's just left to eat the apple off camera. He'll be back soon. He doesn't think it's worth the markup, but it's a good apple.
None of the fruits are worth the markup.
No.
Ever.
Where were we talking about? Oh, yeah, I'm not a weeb, and it's, you know, it's fine that you're just saying that because, like, you want me to be cringe like
you. What do you think is the top three anime?
I actually don't know. I was thinking about this because Ludd, I think, was, like, winning, like, he was going to get toys for everybody or something. Like, he asked me, like, what your top three anime?
Yeah, he was doing my crane game video, against YouTubers.
And he fucking did not give me anything, I don't think, because I told him my top three are, like, pretty basic. I said Samurai Champloo.
Okay, good choice.
I said Cowboy Bebop, obviously.
Okay, good choice.
And then, fuck, what was the other one? What? No, I wouldn't say Full Metal. Full Metal is great.
A weeb.
Full Metal is great, but I wouldn't say it's on my top. I think, what do I really like? I think I said Mob Psycho, but he was like...
Mob Psycho's good.
I like Mob Psycho. What else? But it wasn't in my top three. I can't remember
They didn't have any of these figures.
Had none of these figures.
Well, it was mainly all Dragon Ball, Rem. Rem is always available, which is good because I like Rem. Rem from ReZero. Do you know ReZero?
No.
You know the blue head anime maid you see everywhere?
No.
She always in the crane game places, she always has a figure. Doesn't matter what time of year, what anime's hot, she always has a section because she just sells. And also, obviously, Chainsaw Man. There's so many Chainsaw Man.
Oh, I said Attack on Titan was my last one.
That's a good choice. Oh, you like Attack on Titan? Is it because it's super political?
Yeah, I mean, I like it because it's the only mecha anime that I can, like, actually enjoy watching. I actually hate mecha animes.
Yeah, I mean, mecha is probably one of the least popular categories because it's often very drawn out, very political.
I do like the politics, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the most political of most of the anime genres, because like slice of life is like nothing and most shonen doesn't have any
like people being perverted and killing demons.
That's normally how it is. It's like titties and superpowers are the two things. So I you know, those things do really well in Japan.
I like it. Like,
it's crazy, right? Because like Chainsaw Man is considered like a show for like teenagers and kids, and shit is like horny.
Yeah,
I feel like if American politics actually figured out what anime was, we'd be having like Senate meetings being like, in Chainsaw Man, Makima lets Denji touch her boobs. Is this really what we want our kids to be watching? Is this You know what I mean?
Like, it's good. It's good that they're not.
They would lose it. They would. They see video games. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, that's partially what a lot of like weebs in America say they like anime over, because like they're like, oh, it's not corrupted by Western liberalism. Like, that's why I like it, because it's not liberal bullshit. And it's like, yeah, you're just a pervert, dog. Like, like you're just saying like you want like an anime possibly made by a pedophile, like convicted. Well, not really convicted, but like a pedophile. That's what you like about this. It's fine.
Well, yeah.
Not fine.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a few famous cases where stuff like that has happened.
Yeah. Wasn't Rurouni Kenshin's like author?
I'm not too familiar with it, but I believe so. I don't know though. I didn't keep up with it much. Like, there was a recent really popular manga that got canceled called Act Age. It was about like acting, and like they turned it into like a battle manga. It was about acting and auditioning and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy, I believe, I'm not 100% sure, he either sexually harassed someone on a train or tried to do something, and then they just canceled the manga.
That's it? For sexual harassment on a train? I'm surprised.
I think it was pretty much, I don't know if
folks,
it was worse.
We gotta fact check it. Japan is going too woke, okay? Well, somebody needs to stop this.
There is like weird double standards. Like a voice actor in, have you seen Jujutsu Kaisen?
Yes.
The main bad guy. They're not reprising his role because he found out that he was cheating on his wife or something.
Oh, that's,
I mean, like, obviously not great. But
yeah,
but they let
that's
other
fine.
Crimes kind of slide, and it's kind of weird how they decide. Well, I say other crimes, it's not even a crime, but it's obviously not socially acceptable.
Oh, you're saying they actually are firing him?
They're firing him because he cheated.
That's crazy. They were like, you cheated on your wife with an adult woman, you're fired.
Which I want to point out, and you may not know this about Japan, but like, I don't know if this is all of Asia, but Japan has like a really weird cheating culture where cheating is kind of like, I suppose in our Western sense, it would be considered cheating. But sometimes they don't see it as cheating. It's really weird. It's such a bizarre conversation. Sometimes, you know, because a lot of men will go to soap lands, if you know what that is. And they don't see that as cheating.
What is a soap? What is it?
Soap land. It's a kind of a brothel.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, there's so much weird stuff to talk about.
No, I love this, dude. Give me more of this shit.
Well, yeah, because in Japan, prostitution is illegal.
Is
illegal.
Oh, it's illegal.
But there's just so many ways to get...
Like, but also illegal in like most places?
There's a lot of places you can get it, and they advertise it.
It's really interesting because, like, okay. I mean, escorting, which is like technically a form of sex work, is also like revered though at the same time, no? Like, geishas don't... They're not... It's not sexual, but...
Yeah, geishas are, but even I think modern geisha are, from my understanding, are not. Don't do any of that kind of stuff anymore.
Yeah.
No,
it's more like a therapist almost, from what I understand.
They just entertain you. They're supposed to be good at singing, dancing, and all that stuff, and then they just drink with you. And you pay a lot of money.
Have you done one of the things? I wanted to see if I could like possibly stream it even.
Maybe. I know they're very, very
protective.
Very protective about everything with anything to do that. And also they're normally booked up a lot and they're very expensive. I'm like a lot of money. Like at least 5 to 6 figures, I think.
Yeah.
To hire one.
Wait, what?
Jesus.
Yeah. What the fuck? Okay, that's like yen? So we're talking yen? People.
No, in dollars. From my understanding. I've never done it. I've never even tried. Because I personally don't find the whole geisha aspect very interesting. It's not something I really care about much.
I care about it from... I mean, I'm very pro-sex work. I care about the history of it. Mm. I care about the culture surrounding it. That's why I was like fascinated and wanted to...
Yeah.
Wanted to...
Yeah.
Possibly interview
just
someone.
Just
go to the soap land, just check it out.
Not like that. I mean, I've been to, like, I'm very open about this. Like, you know, I've been to, I mean, I dated a porn star. I dated a sex worker. Yeah. So, like, I'm very open-minded about that sort of thing. I do think that, like, you know, there needs to be regulation surrounding it.
Well,
definitely.
It's kind of like it's like a hush, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, they know it. Everyone knows it exists.
But
everyone.
You can also hire... like a friend for the day.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've done a video where I've rented a boyfriend for the day.
You rented a boyfriend for the
rented
day.
Rented the boyfriend for a day.
Yeah. How much was you? Wait, what?
No.
It's just he rented a boyfriend for the day. His name was Ludwig.
We held hands. No, yeah, I rented one because there was a company. The one that have you ever watched that Conan video?
Not the kind of video, but I have seen rent a boyfriend, rent a girlfriend videos in Japan. Yes.
Yeah, you can. They're pretty open about it. They'll do it. It's kind of expensive. They'll hold your hand. They'll do all that stuff. My understanding is that, and this goes with like, because they have host clubs as well, is that you can't explicitly pay for sex, but the expectation is that if you work and you keep hiring out their services for long enough,
it's like a sugar daddy.
Eventually, yeah, it's like a whole weird thing. So I did a video where I worked in a host club as well, and I spoke to these guys.
I asked them how much to fuck you.
No, I was because they're really candid, right? And when you meet someone who's really candid and open in Japan, it's very rare. So more often than not, it's like, okay, I'll take the opportunity. I'm just going to ask you everything. And anything you don't want to tell me, you just say no, right? And I asked the guy, I was like, so how does it work with like, you know, because the girls will come to the host clubs and they'll spend lots and lots of money. And more often than not, the guys will then take the girls out for dates a lot of the time. And he's like, yeah, sometimes if you have a client you really want to keep, you have to keep giving stuff in the hopes that they keep coming back. It's very predatory. It's very weird. It's so odd because their whole thing is they try and get you to fall in love with them, but they're still paying you. It's so odd. It's so odd.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, weird.
It's like I
what, think what's actually it, odd yeah. about it is that there's female clientele and the men are doing it. Cause usually what you're describing is like sugar babies and sugar daddies. Mm-hmm. Like it's very commonplace even in America where prostitution is also illegal.
Yeah.
And like way more illegal than Japan is, I would say, in the sense that, well, I guess there's strip clubs. Do they have strip clubs here?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that like? Have you ever been?
I've never been to one. I've been to
gotta be mid.
There's because it's more it's way more popular to have girls bars, which are just bars where I guess attractive looking girls.
So is the muscle girls bar like would that fit under that category or is that different?
That would a typical girls bar works is that you rock up and they'll say like, hey, this is the price for an hour, and that includes the drinks. So it'll be like $60 for an hour, but then you get all you can drink in that time. And the idea is that this was to talk to you. And kind of interact with you and flirt with you and make you, you know, they'll be like, wow, Hassan, so beautiful. You're so attractive. But they probably would say that to you, though.
Hassan gets that for free, though.
Yeah, he gets that for free.
Yeah, I was going to say this.
But let's say you're a 55-year-old man.
Let's say you're me.
Then you fuck off. A person that girls certainly don't say that about. Exactly. You chose yourself.
So I was feeling like, how do you end up in this place? Like,
I'll send you the links
later. I'm just feeling really bad.
Insane that you're just saying like, this right now with a serious face.
If I'm just feeling really sad and I'm like, man, I wish I felt cool. Oh, is that the feeling like people go
I guess so, yeah. I mean,
they just gas you up.
I guess neither of you guys understand.
They gas you up, right?
Neither of the Jigga Chads here understand. But
Connor doesn't get it either.
He definitely doesn't. He's the Rizzler. Yeah. I've heard the Rizzler.
He has white boy swag. We've already established that.
I don't know what that means.
Think about it. Like you are a 55, 60-year-old Japanese man, right? You have like two kids over one because you're in Japan probably.
You have kids and you're going to...
Maybe you hate your job.
I think that's literally the clientele.
Is that not weird? I think if I was married with kids...
No, that's totally
No, you
normal.
Are describing the target market that's, for yeah, someone yeah. who would probably purchase so these services.
If you're married with kids, you go to these bars and pay for that.
A girl to just talk to you. And again, this is nothing sexual as well. Like, okay. These are very common bars.
They just like gas you up, right?
Yeah, it's honestly like.
And you can talk to them about your problems and stuff. It's basically. Everything I've read up on this, and I've done certainly a lot of reading on this because I think it's fascinating considering the long history of it.
Yeah,
and
I mean, like, it's very ingrained in the culture to have this kind of stuff you can purchase. And
like, I'll give you guys a crazy example of this. In the Netherlands, the government subsidizes sex work where, as a social good, you can offer your sex work services to someone who is disabled. And the government literally gives people who are disabled money to be able to, like, hire sex workers.
For what purpose?
I don't know what the exact terminology is, but... Basically, if you have like a disability, like you're paraplegic or you have like some kind of even like PTSD and different kinds of like chronic mental disorders, like you can literally hire sex workers who are willing and able to, you know, consensually do this sort of thing. And the government actually subsidizes it. Like, they give you money for it.
No idea.
When that's like, and that's an insane concept to think about from where we're standing, because you're like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah, it definitely sounds crazy.
Yeah, it sounds crazy, but like when it becomes so ingrained in the culture that like it is seen as yet another service that you can purchase. And a lot of people find that to be distasteful or they get angry at it. And it's like hard to even comprehend for many. And I'm fascinated by it personally. I think that's like.
So you would try it out if you were there.
I mean, I did go there and I did go to the Netherlands. I didn't try it out because like I don't see it as it's not for me. I totally understand people and why they would do it. I have been to brothels before. I dated a sex worker. I've dated sex workers, and I get it, but I don't personally.
I think it sounds a little weird for me too.
It's just not for me. But I'm not in the business of being like, oh, dude, you can't do it either. Mm. You know what I mean?
Especially
people are consenting to do it.
There's like a tailor level for everything you want here. Like if you want more intense flirtiness and potentially more, then you can go to like a host or a hostess club. And that's typically a lot more flirting. Whereas the girls' bars are just more chatting. It's a lot more chill than it sounds. It just sounds kind of scummy. It's a girls' bar. Oh, it's a girls' bar.
Yeah.
It kind of does.
But it's fine. It's just a bar and it's chill.
How common are there?
Everywhere. There'll be so many.
Would we just walk to one or something? Like,
yeah.
It's that close.
Okay, Sekudo, you're now asking like you want to try it out.
Oh, no, I don't want to. I'm trying to figure out how prevalent it is.
He's like, accidentally, I don't want to walk into one.
I just mean, like, how common is, like are there more of them than, like, Starbucks or something? Or like,
yes.
I feel like the fact that you even think about it is already, like, surprising to me.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be areas where it's, like, hundreds within, like, a two-minute walk.
That's kind of, I mean, that's cool from a fascination perspective. Like, I do find that fascinating. Like, the red light district was, I would definitely put it as like a very interesting experience in Amsterdam where you're like, where you're walking and there are windows full of sex workers.
It's kind of crazy.
And there's light designation. Not a lot of male sex workers there, but there are some trans sex workers, for example, that have like a different color. And they're just, you know, waiting on the window, and then someone hires them for like 15 minutes or whatever. They fuck, and then they clean it up, and then, you know, the guy walks out. Next
just
person
go back
in
the window,
which is so streamlined and so crazy for me, like looking at it from the outside. But you know, it is just it's part of the culture.
Yeah, I mean, I think more regulation is never a bad thing. You know, make it safer for everyone involved.
Yeah,
but obviously, that'll never happen here. They're too conservative,
bro. They won't even fucking. Oh my god! They won't even fucking uncensor the pussies and penises and jav, dude. It's fucking. I don't even like jav.
What does that even mean?
Japanese adult video.
It's all blurred.
Okay.
It's all blurred. All the penises and vaginas are blurred in jav. Japanese adult video. It's really funny because like it's one of those things where like no one's gonna step up and be like, we should uncensor this.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Who the fuck is gonna be the politician to be like, I'm running on uncensoring the dicks pussies in jav. But like I feel like everyone universally would be like, yeah, no, that's actually a good idea, but no one will come out and say that they should do that. I gotta come here and
stuff doesn't change.
I wanna come here and talk to like the politicians be like, listen, this is what it's called an earmark, okay? You just secretly add that into
slip
a tangential
into another
bill.
Yeah,
in a larger comprehensive like anti-censorship bill, right? And then you put that in there sneakily and then you let it slide that way. Boom, all of a sudden.
Don't they do that?
I feel like
US?
They have bigger
they
laws
that,
they need to fix. Bigger, like they have a lot more problems.
That's the one Hassan's. Yeah. That'll change his life the most.
There's some other stuff they got. Like there's no, there's no dual custody laws in Japan.
What
does that mean?
Like if you divorce.
Oh, like for kids?
You can't. One person gets to have it. Why am I saying it?
So one person just gets smoked.
One person just gets to...
the child.
Yeah.
That's insane.
There's also...
There's no joint custody.
No joint custody.
What the fuck? That's wild.
There's no... you can't have dual citizenship. So if you are raised in Japan, if you can't hold two passports. If you have a Japanese passport, you're legally not supposed to have another passport.
So it's illegal for you to have like a different passport if you're a Japanese citizen.
Yeah. You're supposed to give up one or the other.
Huh.
Which is also a really odd law that is very Japanese.
Very xenophobic.
Also, if two if two foreigners have a baby in Japan and the baby can't get Japanese citizenship, even if it's born and raised here, because none of the parents are Japanese.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Whereas in America, it's to my understanding, it's if you're born on American soil, you get
born,
it.
Yeah, yeah. If you're born
and
in America,
in most countries, have
just
a
like me,
country.
Baby.
Wait, what?
I'm anchor baby for life. Let's go.
Is that what it's
but
called?
But it makes sense, right? Because you could. Yeah. It seems fucked up to have like if you could raise a whole kid here, it could be speak the most fluent Japanese, like as Japanese here, as it can get, and then they're like, yeah, no.
The
sorry,
Japanese
man.
Do not like white boy swag, is what we learned.
Yeah, they don't. They don't not like
which
white
is funny
boy swag.
To think because, like, you know, it would genuinely improve the birth rates.
No, for sure.
If they,
what does this mean? What do you mean?
Japan has a legitimate.
Oh, no, I know they have a low birth rate.
They have a very big problem.
How does white boy swag fix that?
If they made it so that the restrictions on what it means to be, like, how difficult it is to become a Japanese citizen, that is an automatic way to immediately improve your birth rates and also immediately, improve your population age.
Yeah.
Like your median age. Because Japan
has
a very
high
old,
median.
Oh, it's super old.
Yeah, they have a very old population, you know, which is normal. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's literally a consequence of like being an overdeveloped country, right? But for example, a country like America has been able to, avoid that by having a lot more immigration into the country and having way less restrictions, even though there are plenty of restrictions in America too, less than Japan, certainly. Japan is one of the more restrictive countries on the planet.
There's a lot of tension, though, between the elderly population and the young population here. A lot of young people are unhappy because it's like you if you're born into Japan right now, right, like your prospects are not that great. Like the economy sucks.
Just like in the U.S. where you'll never buy a house in LA.
Yeah, right. You definitely can't afford a house. Your job prospects your job prospects suck. And then also you have to pay so much welfare and taxes for the sheer amount of elderly people.
Oh, because they're being taken care of by the...
So they gotta be taken care of somehow. And so it's kind of like, you know, you don't really feel like you have a fair shot. There's this guy, I can't remember what he's called. A friend of mine was here and he's a journalist. And he was like, hey, do you know this guy? And he linked me to this guy on Twitter who had 500,000 followers.
Okay.
And one of the most famous things that he proposed was euthanizing old people.
Are you kidding me? I'm just pulling it up.
Oh, that guy? Yeah.
I'm pulling it up right now. A Yale professor.
Oh, well, hey guys,
yes. And this happened this past week. This is literally one of the talking points that I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, this
which is
like
so
like
funny
very,
that you mentioned it.
Oh,
right.
And it's pretty weird because a lot of people in Japan know this guy. And he's quite
respected.
This
is a Yale professor. His name is Yusuke Narita. And he's
Japanese.
He's Japanese, but he lives in the U.S.
In the U.S. He's a Yale professor, and he suggested mass suicide for old people in Japan. The article is so funny because the title is, "A Yale Professor Suggested Mass Suicide for Old People in Japan." What did he mean? Like, they were like, why did they let him cook?
I feel like it sounds crazy.
He's very popular.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Yeah, you mentioned, it sounds crazy, though.
I think that just goes to speak to, like, how annoyed young people are here with just feeling that, like, man, it just feels like there's no hope. Like,
apparently, he faced fierce backlash and he walked back some of his comments.
I'm not surprised.
So this actually is a problem in France as well. Well, it's not a problem per se, but it's seen as a problem because the economy under capitalism is considered a zero-sum game. So, like, if someone is, like, taking up all the resources
and not a productive
force anymore... the other people that are productive with less job opportunities are seen as taking on the shittier end of the bargain. So, which is why in France they want to increase the retirement age to, I believe, 75, and that has caused a lot of chaos in France, where like people are fucking burning down streets and shit.
Yeah,
understandably.
Wait, so they want it to be lower?
Well,
higher.
Yeah, they wanted to keep it at 65.
I mean, like,
where they're like, I don't want to fucking work till I'm 75. It's bullshit.
Oh, that's true.
Same in Japan as well. They're trying to raise it because people just don't die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, I mean,
but
so
people are
a
also
lot of people who are above like 65.
Yeah,
they're just not going to work for the next like 20 years.
But people generally, even though they can retire, a lot of people won't. Mm-hmm. They'll still keep working. I think there's a lot of pride in working in Japan.
And you might get bored.
And you might get bored, right? And more often than not, you don't have as many relatives because a lot of the people move, or you know, especially if you're in the countryside,
birth rate going down.
Yeah, yeah. And like a lot of schools have shut. A lot of schools have to join, like have to make one mega school for like all the schools that have shut down. It's really sad. Mm-hmm. And then you have those like scarecrow villages You seen those things?
No.
What is that?
That's where they are. There's a few of them in Japan, which is weird that there's a few of them. Basically, because the depopulation is so bad, mm-hmm. the locals are like, right, let's do something. And so their solution was to make scarecrows of people and just plant them all around the village.
Why? To make it seem like,
it's a bustling village?
Yeah, but
that's psychotic behavior, man. And
I think it is the inverse effect, where it just makes it creepier. And I asked a guy who lived right next to one. I was like, what do you think about that scarecrow village right there? He was like, dude, it's fucking weird.
Yeah,
that's weird that's right there. It's not a good solution. Weird.
So people live really in the scarecrow villages still?
They live in them, yeah. And they'll just be scarecrows
of kids.
Do
they talk to the scarecrows? I'll be like, hey, Bob, how's it going again?
They'll have like little kids modeled in scarecrows, and they'll have full adults.
How realistic are the... Like, are they very realistic scarecrows or like...
just a scarecrow.
Like I feel like... sticks from League of Legends kind of scarecrow?
It's a scarecrow. So it's like, it's just a bunch of rags and they put clothes on.
Okay, so it's not very realistic.
But they put clothes on them and they draw faces. And
so like from behind, you might actually think it's a person. Like
if you're really far away.
Yeah,
if you're really far away.
Rural areas depopulating, everyone moving into cities, the younger generation having less job opportunities, older people not dying out as they normally would and continuing to be a burden, I guess, on the social welfare system. I don't consider that, by the way. I don't think that that's the case. Is literally a byproduct of a capitalist organization of the economy where your productivity is the most important asset. Like your contribution to the productive forces is like literally the most important part of your existence, which is really interesting. And there's really no solution to it, which is why you see in a place like Japan where capitalism is on like super drive.
Yeah.
You have people coming out with these incredible ideas such as, why don't we just kill a bunch of old people? Like, hey, old people, you guys should all kill yourselves.
Yeah.
It's like instead of you know, reorganizing the economy in a way that like, you know, it's more need-based.
It's hard because Japan is just a country where it's very hard to change things. Like, it is just so
But there's some
hard.
Good. Like, the cleanliness aspect is unironically a byproduct of Japanese culture.
No, for sure.
You
for sure.
Clean your own space when you're done with it.
Yeah.
That is actually a very collective understanding, a collectivist understanding. Yeah. I would go so far as to say, like, some of the nationalistic sentiment is still a sense of pride.
Yeah.
And a sense of, like, contributing to your community is still very much a collectivistic understanding.
For sure.
And all of that have, I think, been very positive aspects of Japanese culture that has remained in the face of like all of the all the things that you see under a capitalist organization, the economy, like the panko factory. Going back to the Paolo video,
you fucking love this panko.
I fucking love Paolo.
Why
dude.
Do you like
okay,
this panko factory?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I was trying to get Paolo on the podcast. I couldn't, so that's why you're here.
I believe it, man. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The guy who answers
I just wanted to come and look at my bathrooms. But.
He turned it on. It is
but
on.
I think it turned off again.
I think it's so slow. This is what happens when you get a fancy ass house.
Yeah, this house.
Fancy controls. You got controls in calligraphy.
Oh, it's fucking talking to you. Uh oh.
Wait, what did you press?
How many hours are we at? We're at 1 hour. Oh, we'll move on to the paywall portion then.
Yes. How long is the paywall portion? 30?
Just not that long. It's 45 minutes or so. Why, you want to leave?
No, I'm just wondering.
You're trying to fucking get
out of here.
Geez, what are you doing later? Are we going to hang out?
I can get dinner, but I got to work later as well. I think I might have to stream.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm behind.
I'll come on your stream.
No, I don't know what to do there. I got to figure out what I want to do.
Are you leaving? Are you gonna leave?
No,
you
said we're saying bye for the.
Oh no, yeah. Here, we'll cut this and then come back in here. Okay. Well, I believe that will be it for the non-paywalled proportion of the broadcast of the Fear and Podcast.
Thank you.
If you want to check out the exclusive paywalled content, where I will force Connor to eat things that are unimaginable, that
sandwich.
He doesn't.
Why am I doing this? Yeah. Why am I eating things?
This is a, I owe you a basis, you know. I'll eat some shit that you don't want.
You're gonna be my little piggy in a few days.
Yeah, I'll be. I'll wait for you.
Son, smoke all this sheesh.
Yeah, you can slut me out. Uh-huh. But yes, if you want to check that out, you got to go to patreon.com/fearand. We will continue this conversation behind the paywall. Thank you so much, Connor Sykuno. What do you guys want to plug?
Twitch.tv/CDogVA, I guess. Go check it out. Trash Days Podcast.
YouTube.com/CDogVA.
That too. That one
too. YouTube.com/CDogVA. Let's go. Right, Sykuno, what about you? Where can people find you? What do you want to plug?
Well, since I'm contracted by YouTube now.
Right.
YouTube Sykuno.
Okay.
All right. There we go. And we'll see you next time. Wait, hold on. Before we end it, what do we say? It's bye-bye.
Oh.
How do we say bye in Japanese?
You can say matane.
Matane.
Matane. Did you just do a peace sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, let's.